Okay, our friends. So today I have a question for you, and the question is this. Do you like to go for walks? Do you ever go hiking? Do you ever go out into the wilderness and see what you can find? Well, if you do, then I've got a story for you. Today's story is called The Everything Trail. It was written by Meg Fleming, illustrated by Chuck Groening, and it is read today by Mommy and oh.
A chaka.
A chaka. Impressive. What an entrance. That was, friends, if you could have seen it, he swooped in with a bow and arrow. I am telling you, he must have. Are you a mighty warrior?
Achaka.
Achaka. Excellent. Well, then you might appreciate the story today, Achaka. It has to do with being outside and having adventures. And something tells me that that's what you like to do.
Afanada.
Let's do it. This is the forest. This is the steeple. Giants and saplings. And just a few people. In the picture, we can see some giant trees. They look like maybe they are sequoias, maybe? Or like redwoods. They're giant, giant trees. Follow the creek. Glide where it bends. High five the ferns. Hello, friendly friends. Ferns are usually pretty interesting. And these are beautiful ferns here. Do you know what my favorite fern is? It's a fiddleback. Because it looks like a fiddle. Fiddle violin. This is a redwood. Look how it soars. Surrounded by sorrel, crowding the floor. Yeah, in the picture we do see they are redwoods and they are super tall. Do you know that some redwoods can be so big you can drive a whole car right through them? I'm not joking. I wouldn't joke about something like that. It's true.
Puka?
Robin rehearses an early bird song. With romp-around boots galoshing along. And in the picture, we can see the robin. This is an American robin sitting on top of the branches of the redwood tree singing. And the children are having a tour of this redwood forest below. And sometimes it can get kind of wet on the forest floor, so they have to wear boots. Down through the canyon, into the cool, a sun-dappled rest stop, bridges a pool. Do you know sometimes when you see things like giant trees, there's usually giant waterfalls near them too. And this definitely is here. Hopscotch the creek, crisscross the rocks. This kind of alleyway steals lots of socks. Can you imagine why? So the alleyway is between not two buildings in a big city, but between two sides of a river in a forest. And in order to cool your toes, the kids are taking their socks and shoes off. And what do you know? If you stick your socks in your pocket and then hop, hop, hop across the river, guess what happens? Sometimes those socks might pop, pop, pop out of your pocket and into the river and down away they go. In fact, they're going to show us in the book. Whirling through currents in rapid commotion over the falls and off to the ocean. There goes the sock in question. It's red. And it is gone.
That way. An eagle, this way, a bug, fast like a falcon,
slow like a slug. These are all creatures you can see in. These are all creatures that you can see in the forest. And as Achaka pointed out, it's in fact a banana slug in the picture. Here comes a spotlight drenching the trees. There goes the parachute, riding a breeze. And that spotlight comes from a tree that has fallen over and the roots are sticking out. And it almost looks like a big splash because the roots go all different directions. And do you know what parachutes they're talking about? Okay, so when the leaves from the trees start to fall, they kind of look like little parachutes coming down, don't they? Mm-hmm. That's what we're seeing. Up through the bay laurels, mulled and spiced jumble. Take a deep breath. Is this apple crumble? Because those smells will have delicious smells. And when you smell them, you might think, I think I could eat this. And the reason why you think that is because a lot of these are herbs that we use in cooking, like a laurel leaf. Yeah, it's a bay leaf. Yeah. On through the tunnel where wonders collide, this is the door to the great open wide. In the pictures, we can see that the kids who are having this tour of the forest have also found a cave. And they are walking right through it and out the other side, and there's the rest of the class. Everyone is there. It's beautiful, too. What a view. The wind waves its hand. The trees take a bow. Everything's big and everything's small. Sorrel and redwoods, canyons and leaves, the sun sets a lamplight on everything, trees. A forest of giants and saplings and people. A forest of friends. A forest of steeples. And there they all are, enjoying how beautiful it is in the redwoods. And in the pictures, we can see squirrels and birds and all kinds of cute things. But it is great to know that you can go for a walk out there right now and see these great things. And it is also
Achaka.
Salama, salama. Mm. Yeah. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.